Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Dear Rajan, my beloved brothers and sisters and loving children, I praise God for enabling me once again to stand here and share the word of God. The Lord is good and enabling, and I don't know how long, but I pray that God's hand may strengthen me and guide me so that I may be useful in the service of the Lord. Today we are worshipping in the fifth week of the Lent, and we heard the gospel portion that we have read, and we shall meditate on those things. Let us read Luke's Gospel 13. I will read once again up to 13, 10 to 13. Now he was teaching in one of the synagogues in the Sabbath, on a Sabbath. And just then there appeared a woman with a spirit that had crippled her for 18 years. She was bent over and was quite unable to stand upright. When Jesus saw her, he called her over and said, "Woman, you are set free from your ailment." When he laid his hands on her, immediately she stood up straight and began praising God. Let's pray. Father, we need your touch on us. We are standing here to hear your call to worship. As you have blessed the people in that synagogue, we believe that your presence is among us to bless us. You know all our infirmities. Lord, touch us and heal us. We commit everything to you. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
As we are on the fifth week of the Lent, we are meditating on the incident happened when Jesus was worshiping in a synagogue. During the Lent, every Sunday we are hearing what Jesus did on each Sunday, his miracles. So today we are meditating on what Luke has said. It was a custom for Jesus as a Jew to worship every Sabbath in synagogues. In one of the synagogue, in one Sabbath, he was in a synagogue where there was a possessed man, the evil possessed man, or a lunatic. And he started crying, "Jesus, what you have to do with us? Have you come to destroy us? I know you are who you are, the Holy One of God." Jesus said to him, "Be quiet. Come out of him." And suddenly he shook the man, and afterward he was quiet and normal. Yes. In another Sabbath, this we read in Mark chapter 1, 21 to 26. In another Sabbath, he attended a worship service. There, a man with a shriveled right hand was sitting. And the Pharisees were consulting if Jesus would heal this man so that they could accuse Jesus for breaking the Sabbath. While they were watching, Jesus asked the man to stand up among the people. Then he looked the congregation and asked, "Is it lawful to heal a man, to do good or to do evil, to kill a man or to save a man, which is lawful on Sabbath?" They were quietly, without answering. Then Jesus, in an anger, looked around them and told the man, "Stretch your hand." The man stretched and it was restored and he was quite normal. And the people thought, this is illegal. This is breaking the Sabbath. They were thinking that. Yes, that was Jesus' practice. He was worshipping, but he was not in their standard of keeping the law. This we read Mark 3 verses 1 to 6. Today we are meditating on what Luke says in chapter 13. Yes, here the woman with a crippled backbone, she could not straighten herself. There was a story I heard that a man who was very conscious of looking every way he goes, whether there are anything to collect. Yes, he was very careful in walking, and he could collect quite a lot of coins people lost. He could collect many artifacts people lost. But every day he was looking only down. He could not look up. And it was told that finally, after many years, he had a bent backbone. He could not straighten himself. Why? He was all the time looking down. Worldly man. There are people who cannot look up, who cannot say that God is giving us many things. They are only looking around their life, looking around the worldly things. No time for God. But this woman, in spite of her bent backbone and crippled condition, she was worshipping God in the synagogue. She did not know that it was done by Satan to bind her down. Yes, can Satan do that? There are many people who are crippled and affected physically, mentally, just like the man with an evil spirit. Yes, people are affected many ways. And here, Jesus says it is the binding of Satan. Can Satan do that? When we read Job's life, we see that Job was a very devout man, very God-fearing, but Satan wanted to challenge God that Job was God-fearing just because God has blessed him. God allowed him, and he was affected by the devil, and he lost everything. He was physically also suffering. In that case, can we say that all sicknesses and sufferings are because of Satan's work? Evil and sicknesses and all kinds of miseries are because of sin. Sin has affected human beings and the world, and the world is polluted, and because of that, all of us get sick, all of us are suffering in many ways, because Satan has made man to sin. And we read that from one man's sin, the whole universe has become sinful. And what happened? In that condition, everyone is going on. And here, Jesus is making the people healed. In 1 John chapter 3, verse 8, it says, "The Son of Man came to destroy, the Son of Man came to destroy Satan's work." Satan has bound the human beings, but God made a way to rescue man from Satan's binding. Jesus came. From one man's sin, the whole world became sinful. But God has sent His Son, Jesus Christ, through whom all the bindings of Satan can be restored. Here, today we have to see the woman with a crippled condition. And we also have to hear the call of God for worship. And also we have to see what is the way of true and proper worship, the worship that we have to. Because Jesus, in that worship service, did this. We have to see and we have to know how we have to worship God. Here we see the woman with a crippled backbone. She could not get up. She was only seeing the downwards things, and little children only perhaps. She could not see the face of others. Jesus looked her, but she came in spite of her difficulties. That's what we have to see. There are people, when they are ill or when they are in many ways could not get along well, they will just keep quiet. But in spite of their difficulties, they have to come to the worship. Yes, in spite of her difficulties, this woman came to the synagogue to worship God. And there, Jesus was unbounding what the Satan has done. Yes, that's the way that we have to do. There are many ways we are bound, but realize that if only we go to God, He can unbound us, He can save us. That's what we have to look for. The woman in her difficulties for 18 years suffered this condition. But what she was thinking, I think she was thinking like the psalmist, I will always extol the Lord. His praise will be always be with me on my lips. His praise will always be on my lips. My soul boasts in the Lord. Let the afflicted hear and rejoice. സങ്കീർത്തനക്കാർ പറയുന്നു, ഞാൻ യഹോവയെ എല്ലാ കാലത്തും വാഴ്ത്തും. അവൻ്റെ സ്തുതി എപ്പോഴും എൻ്റെ നാവിന്മേലിരിക്കുക. ദൈവത്തെ സ്തുതിക്കുവാൻ, ദൈവത്തെ മഹത്വപ്പെടുത്തുവാൻ ഉള്ളതായ ആഗ്രഹം നമ്മൾ ഇല്ലെങ്കിൽ നമുക്ക് സാത്താൻ്റെ എല്ലാവിധമായ ബന്ധനങ്ങളിലും കഴിയുവാനേ കഴിയൂ. ബട്ട് when we think that we have to get released by God's grace, we have to come to the worship of God. There we will be released. Apostle Paul, John said that Jesus came to the reason that the Son of God appeared was to destroy the devil's work. Yes, Jesus heals physical, mental and spiritual bindings and sicknesses of men. These are the works of the devil. We read this experience from the life of Job, who was affected by these things. So, in spite of all our difficulties, we have to come to God for our healing and for worshiping God. That's what I wanted to say. Then we should hear the call of God for worship. God calls us for His presence and worship every day. Here when we shall see the call of God from Isaiah chapter 45 verse 22. Turn to me and be saved, all you ends of the earth, for I am God and there is no other. Before me every knee will bow, by me every tongue will swear. They will say of me, in the Lord alone our righteousness and strength. Yes, that's what Isaiah calls out to the people to come for worship. In the New Testament, Jesus himself called, come unto me all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke and learn of me. My yoke is easy and my burden is light. Yes, Jesus also call us to worship God so that we may be unbounded, released from the binding of Satan. There are people who do not like to attend worship. Once in a while only they may come, being Christians. They have quite a lot of worldly matters to attend. They are interested in that. Sundays, once in a while they go. Other Sundays, they will be engaged in their own duties. They do not care what God wants to convey to us. They are like people who are bound by Satan, I say. There are many. And the writer of Hebrews says in chapter 10, verse 24, he says, and let us consider how Let us consider how to provoke one another to love and good deeds. Let us consider how to provoke one another to love and good deeds, not neglecting the to meet together as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching. The writer of Hebrews says, there are people who are not caring about coming to the Lord for worship, but they love the worldly matters, but we have to come to the Lord to worship. Are we like these people who are bound by Satan? God is calling us, come unto me, worship me, then you can be released. That's what I want to say. Jesus calls us, take my yoke and learn of me. We are to learn with God, with Jesus. And he says his yoke is easy, his burden is light. These days, there are many people who do not want to listen to God. Worldly pleasures make their hearts callous and unbelief in God. But this woman, in spite of her ailing, she came to worship God. That's what we see. The call of God is always be a stepping for healing. God calls, and if we obey, it will be a step for our healing. And Jesus told this woman to stand up. She stood, but she could not look up. Then Jesus told, woman, you are set free from your infirmity. Then put his hands on her. Suddenly, she stood straight and praised God. She was released from the binding of Satan. She suffered 18 years in that condition, but Jesus healed her. Jesus gave her an honored name also. It is daughter of Abraham. The Jews were proud of being called as son of Abraham, because they claimed the blessings and possessions God promised to Abraham. But here, Jesus gave this woman also that status, daughter of Abraham. The Jews were proud to call the man as Abraham's son, but this woman is raised to possess all the blessings of God gave to Abraham's posterity. A blessed name. Zacchaeus was called son of Abraham. And this nameless woman also was given that status. All the blessings promised to Abraham was given to her. That was a blessing. Yes, we have to hear the word of God, call of God, to come and worship, so that we may be released from the binding of Satan. And we must look for what is the true worship. Worship is not ritual sacrifice, but love, mercy, and obedience to God. The Jews were very fond of worshiping God, sacrificing, but they were not worshiping properly as Jesus told. The ruler of the synagogue found the healing of the woman on Sabbath as a law breaking. He told the people, they can go and get healing on 6 days, except on Sabbath. But Jesus called him a hypocrite, as he did not give man the right of saving, even as an animal could be saved when it is fall in a ditch. They are allowed to do to help the animal, but the woman, a human being, cannot be helped. That's what they were thinking. That was breaking the Sabbath. Yes, this is the way many people think. Ritual worship. The prophet Hosea says, I desire mercy and not sacrifice, and acknowledgement of God rather than burnt offering. Hosea 6, verse 6. And the prophet Micah says, O man, what is good and what does it, the Lord require of you? To act justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with your God. Micah 6, 6 to 8 we read. In a way, Micah says, it is action. What is good and what it is right require of you to justly, to act justly. It is an action to act justly. And also, it must be an affection, love, mercy. And it also is an association, walk humbly with your God. So, action, association, and affection. This is what God requires in worship. Not everything legally and ritually. These days, religion has become a mockery. People gave undue importance to rituals. There was a squabble recently regarding conducting Holy Communion in Kerala churches, in some Kerala churches. They were arguing whether it should be conducted altar-faced to the east or to the people-faced to the west. How foolish it was. They are giving more ritualistic practice, but they neglect what God says. In our church also, we cannot blame other people. In our church also, there existed some squabble. People were telling whether it is right to light candles on the altar, or whether it is right to incense the smoke in the service. There was a big argument, and finally what happened, there was a rift in the church. Many people separated from the church. Yes, this happened when we are ritualistic, or too ritualistic very often. This is not the way. We have to act justly, and we have to love mercy, and we have to walk with God, humbly walking. That's what we have to say. Yes, we have to come in spite of all our difficulties to worship God, hearing God's call. We have to worship God in spirit and truth. Yes, brothers and sisters, today we are celebrating our parish day also, Idavagadinam. I understand that this is a celebration or a birthday celebration of the parish. We all celebrate our birthdays. with family and friends and relatives. We thank God for providing and protecting us. Let us remember the humble beginning of our parish. Few families came together to worship God in some homes. They started in the way. Many people joined. It was, became a congregation. And they could get some of our attempts to conduct worship service. Yes, that way we began. Then we went to worship in rendered sanctuaries of other people. Yes, from there, with God's grace, we could possess this land and built a small sanctuary and worshiped. We acquired more lands and we could make our buildings greater. Finally, God has enabled us to worship this precious, beautiful sanctuary. Yes, hitherto the Lord was blessing us. Yes, brothers and sisters, we are celebrating the birthday of our congregation, our church. What we have to do? We have to hear the word of God, call of God, come and worship. We should not be bound by Satan to avoid worship service. We have to come to hear the God, what God is saying to us. We have to worship. Let's remember how God has enabled us to have our own sanctuary. Now, we have an extensive and more beautiful sanctuary for which we must thank God. Let us ask ourselves, do I love my parish? The members of other families as my own family? Do I love my God who saved me and called me to worship Him? Real worship is like that of the crippled woman. If we do not come because telling other reasons to worship God, this church will become a monument of past glory only. In European countries, this is happening. Many people go their own way, bound by Satan to their own, look after their own work. They don't care the worship service. What happened? Some old people may come. The church is vacant. All is bound by Satan. And churches are become monuments of past glory. It may happen to us if we neglect our worship. If we go in our own way, bound by Satan, without coming to church worship, this will become a monument of past glory. So there let us come and worship God, being unbound by Satan, unbound by Jesus. Yes, let us pray that God may bless our children also. I pray that some of our kids may turn to God and take their vocation in serving God. We have to look for that. Let us bring up our children in such a way that there may be people coming to serve God. We need not bring agents from India. We have to do our ministry in this land. So therefore, we shall pray that God may bless us. Do not neglect the worship. No, do not be bound by Satan, but hear the call of God and come. May God bless us. Let's pray.